not concerned about the Chancellor Bala. I'm concerned about the rest of the world. Does that make sense? Yes, our economy is strong as hell. The internal inflation is worldwide, worse off everywhere else than it is in the United States. So the problem is the lack of economic growth and sound policy in other countries, not so much ours. And that's all. It's worldwide inflation that's consequential.
You're giving a speech like a leader.
Our economy is strong as hell because inflation's worldwide. It'd be like saying if there was a deadly plague going across the planet killing billions and it was killing a bunch of people here. Well, it's okay because it's killing them too. I'm not concerned about America. I'm concerned about the rest of the world, he said. Well, let's kick off this Monday, October 17th, global transmission with the gaslighter in chief. He said this, of course, over the weekend. It's gone viral. Well, don't hear it from me. Just hear it directly from the puppet in chief, the third administration of Barack Hussein Obama, O'Biden.
Just one more economic one. We're concerned about the strength of the dollar right now.
I'm not concerned about the Chancellor Bala. I'm concerned about the rest of the world. Does that make sense?
Can you explain that?
Yes. Our economy is strong as hell. The internal growth. Inflation is worldwide. Worse off everywhere else than it is in the United States. So the problem is the lack of economic growth and sound policy in other countries, not so much ours. That's all. Worldwide inflation.
You're giving a speech like a leader.
Our economy is strong as hell because inflation's worldwide. It'd be like saying if there was a deadly plague going across the planet killing billions and it was killing a bunch of people here. Well, it's okay because it's killing them too. I'm not concerned about America. I'm concerned about the rest of the world, he said. You know, you don't normally have inflation even on a regional basis, much less a worldwide basis. In fact, it's never happened. But we have global government now coordinating all of this with the big corporations and central banks. So we do have global inflation because we have the same global monetary policy until recently, where even China and Russia and India were coordinating with the European Central Bank, with the private Federal Reserve and other globalist groups like the IMF and World Bank. But the only bigger gaslighting than the gaslighter-in-chief, O'Biden, is Daryl Brooks. And I just got to play this again. It happened on Friday. Here he is while a witness is on the stand that saw him running over people. And he says, who's Daryl Brooks? He says, it's you. And he says, I'm not Daryl Brooks. I don't identify as that. Now, you can laugh at that, but that's the same level that the globalists engage in when they say two men can have a baby or two women in a federal prison had a baby. No, a man and a woman had a baby. But we sit here and we listen to the programming. So if you laugh at Daryl Brooks or cry after what he did, we should be laughing and crying over what the globalists are doing. It's on a much wider scale. Here he is.
I heard a horn beeping and then a Ford Escape came through the parade route. And you drove past me and wouldn't stop, and you continued driving into the parade route.
Who is you?
Daryl Brooks, the defendant, seated at the table.
Let the record reflect that I do not identify by that name, nor do I know anybody by that name.
There you go. That man should be the president of the United States with a BS level that high. But that's all criminals of every type at every level have is total and complete absolute gaslighting. It's like the FBI's claim the last year and a half since Biden got in that the number one crime in America is white supremacy and the number one threat is white supremacy and that whites are killing people at the highest rate when it comes to hate crimes. Now, how they did that as soon as Biden got in is they stopped only counting an actual hate crime where a white supremacist kills somebody. And it just happened a few months ago at a black patronized grocery store in New York, in Buffalo, or outside there. That really happens. It's still rare, but it's terrible. But they count every crime a white person commits as violent, whether it's against black or white, doesn't matter, as a hate crime. That's how they do that. In fact, I meant to cover this last week. My producer really pushed me hard to cover it. I should have. Scott, reprint me the articles. Remember what the FBI did last week? They said crime has gone down in the last year and a half by 2%. Of course, crime on average is up about 50% around the country. Some areas is up fourfold, some of the blue cities. Everybody knows that. There's a crime wave after defunding the police and the rest of it. And after they stopped prosecuting with Soros-controlled prosecutors and DAs in several thousand jurisdictions. I mean, we all know what caused it. And the FBI just doesn't count. Get ready for this. They don't count crime in America's largest 50-plus cities. So they don't process the crime numbers from Chicago or L.A. or New York or Miami or Houston or Dallas or Detroit or San Antonio or Oakland or Seattle or Portland. They just say right there, oh, big headline, crime's actually down since Biden got in. Then you go read the fine print, they go, we no longer process statistics out of the largest cities, which is where the majority of people live and where the majority of the crime's happening. Yeah, there it is. FBI says U.S. violent crimes decreased, but data is missing. And again, the number's always about a year old, but they say it accounts for the last year and a half. And it even says in Axios, well, they don't give us the big cities, though. That's as big a gaslighting as Daryl Brooks saying, I'm not Daryl Brooks. Now, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. We're going to play a little bit later. This is just the latest footage. It comes out every few hours of carjackings in places like Chicago and Houston and everywhere else now. But it's really bad in blue cities. There's almost no gun ownership. This doesn't happen a lot, though, in more conservative areas because most folks are carrying a gun. But imagine two men with AK-47s come up, jump out in the highway, point guns at you, and then you pull over, they get in and drive off with you kidnapped. Because the real news is this is a kidnapping taking place. I just wanted to kick the broadcast off with covering the gaslighting. One of the new talking points out there I see everywhere is Alex Jones didn't put on a defense because Alex Jones couldn't defend himself. I was found guilty in these two show trials. Rigged in Texas and Connecticut exactly the same way and wasn't allowed to say I was innocent and couldn't defend myself. So why even go up and testify when you're not allowed to talk and you're just a stunt dummy? And the judge threatened to hold me in contempt and arrest me if I said I was innocent. It was a trap. It's a fraud. It's a lie. It's a scam. And now they admit all over the news, I have stacks of it here, that they're going after everybody else, including Kanye West. The Democratic Party and a big Democrat Party lawyer, Kanye West said George Floyd died of fentanyl. That's what the coroner said was probably the cause. And that it wasn't deliberate that the officer killed him, which I believe. Who would want to go to jail and kill somebody who's innocent? Turned out he knew George Floyd. They worked at a nightclub together, both at security. But I'm not defending what happened to George Floyd. The point is that Kanye has a right to his free speech, and I agree with him that they admit that Floyd was on all these different drugs. And that contributed, a lot of experts said, to him having the heart attack and dying. And now they're saying under the Alex Jones rule, if somebody's opinion hurts the family's feelings, so the family's saying they're looking to sue, they said, look at the Alex, they even quote me, they say, under the Alex Jones case, we're now going to sue Kanye West. And that's what this is all about. I have been in a toe-to-toe battle against the globalists for 28 years. And the last decade, they really started paying attention to us. They know we're hurting them. And now as the world awakens to the New World Order, InfoWars' mission is more important than ever. But I'll be honest with the audience. We have never been closer to being shut down, to being maxed out, to being out of funds. And so I don't want to come to you and bitch and complain and beg for money. If you don't believe this is an operation you want to support, if you don't believe this information is important, then it's up to you. The ball is in your court. I cannot continue to come on air every day and beat up the audience and beg for money and pitch products constantly, especially if it's not working. So if you want to keep us on air and if you want to keep this message going out, the decision is up to you. And we make it really, really easy. You know, we've had a bunch of products sold out for over a year because of supply chain breakdowns. They're finally back in stock. And these are products, whether you love liberty or freedom or not, or whether you love the New World Order, you should be taking. And so I'm asking listeners to show me which direction you want to go. Should I start downsizing and shutting down? Or should we continue fighting or maybe even expand? But the situation is really that dire. So three great products are back in stock. We've got DNA Force Plus that's so incredible for your whole body immune system. We have vitamin C, zinc that's critical. We have the vitamin D3 and calcium gummies all back in stock, 50% off together or 40% off individually. And really, I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. It's up to you. It's just a test. If I see the support, I'll know the answer. Keep fighting. But if I don't, I got to make some very serious decisions. I don't want to prove to you how dire the situation is by shutting off a bunch of our operations, okay? But I'm just telling you right now, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your consideration.